This, meanwhile, is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. The initial rush for gay couples to marry in Montana has declined after 436 couples married during the first year since the state's marriage ban ended. The rush began after U.S. District Judge Brian Morris ruled Montana's constitutional amendment limiting marriage to between a man and a woman violated the U.S. Constitution. According to the Great Falls Tribune, State Attorney General Tim Fox said he would appeal the ruling to the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, but put his appeal on hold. Several same-sex couples say the rulings have made their lives easier, helping them deal with issues involving children and writing up wills. Federal officials say their final analysis of a Montana community racked by deadly asbestos contamination shows a costly and much criticized cleanup is working, even though about 700 properties have yet to be investigated. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has spent more than $540 million removing asbestos in and around the town of Libby. Health workers say as many as 400 people have died and almost 3,000 have been sickened from exposure. The material was left behind from a W.R. Grace & Company vermiculite mine. After a lengthy review of the health risks, the EPA said Friday that people could continue to live in Libby and neighboring Troy without excessive exposure. Some worried residents point out that the agency plans to leave asbestos in the walls of houses, underground, and elsewhere. A retired clergyman and an attorney want voters to pass a law requiring power companies to purchase and sell more renewable energy. Former Minister John Soderberg and Russ Doty have submitted a ballot measure that would require investor-owned utilities in Montana to gradually increase the amount of renewable electricity they produce, reaching a requirement of 80% by 2050. They also propose taxing electricity production to replace deposits that would be lost to the Coal Tax Trust Fund and add a temporary tax to ensure displaced fossil fuel workers' pensions are fully funded. If the language is approved, organizers would need the signatures of about 25,000 registered voters to put the issues on the November 2016 ballot. An Alberton woman was saved from a modular home fire when a passing driver saw the blaze, jumped a fence, and brought her outside. Frenchtown Rural Fire spokesman Mel Holt says the fire was reported yesterday after a motorist on the interstate saw the flames and called 911 before going inside to find the victim. The victim is described as a woman in her 40s or 50s. She was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Holt says the fire appeared to be suspicious, prompting an investigation by the Mineral County Sheriff's Office. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Federal officials say their final analysis of a Montana community racked by deadly asbestos contamination shows a costly and much criticized cleanup is working, even though about 700 properties have yet to be investigated. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has spent more than $540 million removing asbestos in and around the town of Libby. Health workers say as many as 400 people have died and almost 3,000 have been sickened from exposure. The material was left behind from a W.R. Grace & Company vermiculite mine. After a lengthy review of the health risks, the EPA said Friday that people could continue to live in Libby and neighboring Troy without excessive exposure. Some worried residents point out that the agency plans to leave asbestos in the walls of houses, underground, and elsewhere. The Montana Republican Party has named as its new executive director a man who's worked on election campaigns in four other states. Party officials said in a statement that Timothy Gould will begin his duties December 1st. Party Chairman Jeff Esman says he believes Gould's experience will be an asset in Montana's 2016 elections. Gould has worked on local, gubernatorial, congressional, and presidential campaigns in Minnesota, Ohio, Michigan, and New Jersey. He'll replace Chris Shipp, who resigned on September 30th. The GOP in 2016 will be trying to unseat Democratic Governor Steve Bullock, re-elect Attorney General Tim Fox, win three open statewide offices, and hold on to its majority in the legislature. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.